Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good Saturday morning. And we have we're looking forward to many, many, many May flowers, because we certainly are having the April showers this month. So, but welcome to Optimize My Life. This is the Week in Review Coach's Corner. My name is Linda, calling from Buffalo, New York, hosting the show today. Hopefully we have some people that will be joining us shortly. It's just early on a Saturday morning, so I'm looking forward to that. But yes, we are definitely having the rainy season, but it's going to bring all those beautiful spring flowers, so that we can't complain about that. So at least we're not having the snow like the Midwest. Excuse me, Midwest is having. We're just having just shower after shower. So, but we're enjoying that. Just want to, excuse me, welcome anyone who's listening on the archived show. All of our shows are archived, and the show's actually so many. You know, the Saturday morning is just a kind of a half hour wrap up of sharing ideas. But during the week, from noon to one, same number, same station, there's hope for lunch. There are so many different calls and different topics, and that's not even including all the ones that are early morning, 9 o'clock. There's different shows, and some evenings. And unfortunately, I don't have the schedule in front of me, so I couldn't tell you exactly what is on each day. But on the same phone number, feel free to call in. There are talk shows and information, and you can excuse me, meet wonderful, wonderful people, get questions answered, and maybe even find some direction in your life if you're looking for something like that. So we are the Hope Collection. Think of us as connectors. We can connect you with people that may be able to give you encouragement and give you some direction, and just really maybe even a place to share what the blessings that you have going on in your life. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So I'm hoping that this morning we do have some people join us. And it's we're in Western New York on Lake Erie, one of the Great Lakes. And so we go from cold season to allergy season. So that's what I'm going through right now. So if I sound a little stuffed up, it is because I am, because all the wonderful grass and beautiful things growing out there with all this rain has made my nose get all stuffed up. So excuse me for a minute. That's absolutely rude, but totally necessary to blow my nose. So, but one thing that I did want to talk about was the upcoming events in Buffalo and Western New York, the Memorial Day observance. We're not calling it a celebration, because really it is an observance, just remembering all of those who have given their lives for this wonderful country. But on Memorial Day in Buffalo at the Buffalo Naval Park, there'll be a wonderful service, just remembering, you know, people that have given their lives, plus honoring the veterans that are still with us. I know my dad was a veteran, my brother, both of my nephews, one is serving right now in the Marines, the other retired not retired from, but went through the Air Force Academy. So we're really proud of the service that our family has given. And Memorial Day really is a time to take the step back and honor those that have given so much for our country. And we have the pleasure this year of having a great friend of ours as a keynote speaker, Captain Len Kane. And Captain Len Kane started the Golden Rule Society, which is a sister charity with us at the Hope Collection. The Golden Rule Society helps children around the world. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful outreach. And Captain Len Kane, at noon to 1 on Eastern Time on Fridays, Captain Len Kane is highlighted on the show. He participates in that call. And he has so many things going on. But we're just thrilled that Captain Kane is coming to Buffalo to be the keynote speaker at the Memorial Day program. So that is really fun. So we're looking forward to seeing them. But really the whole program, there's a lot going on. You know, singers, Boy Scouts coming in from Wisconsin. How exciting. Just so many people, they're giving up their time just to make the observance just so special. And of course, it's open to the public, and that is going to be just a wonderful, wonderful time. So just, you know, cluing you in on that. There's so many things. Usually my husband, Ron Clayton, who is right now the president of the Hope Collection, is on and just giving some highlights of all the different programs that are going on. He unfortunately is not available today. So so you just have to put up with me that I don't have all of the, at my fingertips, all of the programs that are going on with the Hope Collection. But it's so exciting. There's so many. The board members are just really working hard to, on each of their pillars of, you know, for faith and family, for health and wellness, for all the different education, for all the different pillars that the Hope Collection has. They're putting together and just really outlining and just clarifying everything that is going on in each branch of the Hope Collection. And that's going to be reflected soon in our website. You know, we are just really revising and revamping things since the death of our founder, Dr. Joel Griffin, died a couple of years ago. And we have just been putting things together, just updating things on the website. And it takes time. It really does take time to put everything together, but the final product will be so wonderful. So looking forward to that. Well, I'm hoping that some other of our members will and listeners will join in and today, but as I said, it's, you know, early spring in around the country, and you know, things are happening. Things are just really everybody that usually calls in on a Saturday, they're all movers and shakers, and there's, you know, everyone leading very active lives. But that's what's so wonderful about this Saturday call, is that sometimes we have time just to share all the different blessings and different things that are going on. One thing that has been ongoing and started with the Golden Rule Society is the kindness campaign. And you know, when you think about it, just take time to say hello to somebody. My husband and I went out last night for our anniversary dinner, our 49th year anniversary. And we were sitting at a wonderful restaurant. The food was fabulous. But what was really fabulous is both couples that sat at the table, one, and then we were there for a long time eating, one couple that were leaving, we just struck up conversations. We felt like we were having dinner with old friends. And it was just a couple that we had just were sitting next to at a restaurant and just spoke, got into a wonderful conversation. After they left, another couple came in, and just the same. It was just so pleasant just to meet new people, hand out business cards, you know. just, you know, that put a smile on your face and just be welcoming and doors open. You know, we had so much fun. The restaurant was so nice. Our waitress, she kept saying, I have a special present for you. I have a special, a special treat for you. So I had this, we had a wonderful ice cream sundae at the end of our meal that the restaurant just gave us, and it was so sweet. So that was wonderful. Well, I'm going to stay on the line for probably another 5 minutes and until about 9:15, just to see if anyone is able to join us. If not, we can just like everyone else seems to be very busy on this Saturday morning. So with that, but one thing I do want to talk about and really stress is that during the week, have hope for lunch. I just love that. My husband, Ron, on Tuesdays, it's Travel Tuesday. We own a travel agency, and we talk about just different ideas and different exciting things in the world of travel. I know on Friday, Len Kane. On Thursday, I believe it's Bob Oakley who talks about family matters. And I know there've been some new participants and new hosts and the other days, and I'm not quite sure which is which, but I will get to know them because as of May 1st, I'm retiring. So I won't, you know, usually I'm at an office, and so I don't get to hear the noon calls live. So that's going to change. So I'm excited about that. So don't want to have empty airspace. It's one thing, and if you ever have somebody on a radio host, much like this is, you know, you do not want to have dead airspace when somebody's calling in. So, but as I said, I'm just hoping that somebody else joins us and contributes. That's one of the things on this call, on the Week in Review, just to highlight some of the blessings that you've had during the week. If you have a question, even if you have a situation that's like, oh, this happened during the week and I'm not quite sure how to handle it, sometimes just talking about it with somebody, an outside observer as it is, that will give you some direction, at least some empathy and sympathy. So that's always a good thing to have too. So I thought somebody was coming on, but did not. So but as I said, the weather. Oh. Here, speaking of Ron, here he is. Hello. it's good to hear another voice.
Good morning.
Hello there. It's just you and I right now, so I've been kind of chattering away here.
Okay.
Talking about the, it's one thing I know on the having the Hope for Lunch and the noon to 1 p.m. shows during the week. I know Travel Tuesday and Len Kane Friday, and Thursday with Bob Oakley, but I'm really not sure what Monday and Wednesday's calls are regarding.
Oh, well, Monday is now called Hometown Heroes. And Mary Stanley hosts that show, and we recognize from week to week different people from all walks of life who are standouts and are making a difference. And some of them are related directly to Hope. Some are directly related to the Golden Rule Society. Some of them are related to the Rick Reese's group, the Marketplace Ministry Heroes, and many other points. We've had so many people that Mary has introduced the Hope Collection to and the World of the Hope Collection that it's really neat to see that growing. She also, you know, the blog radio platform has expanded, and it's expanded in such a way that we now have 9 o'clock morning show.
I mentioned that.
On Thursday, Georgette is a nutritionist. She has a show, and she talks about and understands cooking and eating properly, nutritiously, and she's a nutritionist, so that helps.
Yes.
We have Wednesday mornings. Mary actually talked about, she is a certified autistic coach, counselor, certified life coach, and she is leading that discussion, helping people that are looking for solutions for that, that come involved when you have a family members that are autistic or other challenges. We have some evening shows that are sometimes just set up with people who are actual individuals who are in some kind of process of being coached, and different evenings, and depending on who's available, that would be on those shows. So she's expanded our outreach. And we're on about, I believe we're on like 8 different platforms today that we broadcast. So you have an outreach going out to, well, we literally in some of those platforms, they actually are sending into China, India, and Russia.
Wow.
So we are reaching the world.
And points in between. That's wonderful. So, yes. Well, that is great. I had mentioned some of those, but it was great that you filled in the rest. I had given a little overview of things that are going on Memorial Day, how exciting that is going to be, and just the whole reason behind Memorial Day and the observance that we have for our veterans, past and present. So that's something else that, as the Hope Collection and as the Golden Rule Society and as the Buffalo Naval Park and all the organizations that we're working with, putting everything together, and it's just, you know, just to make a proper observance of our thankfulness for for veterans. I know many of my family and Ron's family also have served in the military, and so that's something just wonderful. Well, I was going to just have a short. A brief call today, I should say, explaining how, you know, Saturday mornings, a lot of the people that are normally on this call are movers and shakers, and so they are probably out moving and shaking. You know, it's just a busy time
Linda,
of the year. But we did, yes, go ahead.
Did you by any chance mention that next week there's another national celebration going on? For 19 years, Miss Linda has been working in a law firm that she has carried out the duties to really talking about cutting edge and being on the edge of helping people. Linda's been writing the patents and finalizing the processes. We're having patents on medical equipment, sound equipment, lighting, working with the patent office and her law firm, making sure that the proposal for patents are signed and properly done. And Linda's done that for 19 years, and she's been pretty good at that. Well, the time has come that she's going to go on a new adventure. And so the name of next Saturday is actually the new adventure begins. And we're honoring you for those years in a retirement party here in Buffalo. And everybody and anybody is all invited. people that we've done on invitations to, and we've done some verbal out. And people have responded. And so next week, that is going to be the attention of this president of the whole collection and, of course, Mrs. Clayton, better known as Miss Linda. And so we will not be here. There may be somebody else hosting the show, but we will not be here next week. So have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to everyone. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. So I'm signing off for today, for this morning. But remember, you know, this same number, which is, let's see, 714-816-4665. I'm sorry. 714-816-4686. I had part of one number and part of another. So, you know, if you do come across this call, check out some of the other calls that we have during the week. There's something there for everyone. So with that, I'm going to end the episode this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and hopefully we'll catch you on another call. Bye-bye.